You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
We've seen what you can do, O God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning and welcome to Wednesday Live. It is Wednesday already. My, this year is flying by. And hard to believe that Christmas is almost here. And before you know it, we're going to be into a new year. And I am so glad to have Chris Fogle with us on air this morning, because there is a wonderful event that we want to just thank God for and bring to your attention. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning. Good to be with you, brother.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Proclamation Dinner. This is number 9?
Number 9. It's hard to believe
it
that is. This is the 9th already.
It is. Well, we have a lot of listeners that may not have a clue what a Proclamation Dinner is. tell us what is getting ready to happen. I know a lot of the work is already behind us, and this is going to be happening this coming Sunday.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Sherry Way, who's a big asset to this whole gathering, puts in a lot of hours and time to make this alive. But the Proclamation Supper was really birthed out of something that her husband, Jim Way, who went to be with the Lord almost 9 years ago, wanted to do with gathering people, not just pastors, but business leaders, civic leaders, and others, to come together in an evening of proclamations as we get close to the new year. And we have different people that will pray over the 7 mountains. In fact, this year we've added a mountain of our own, Israel. But it's a powerful night. It's a powerful night of fellowship, of praise and worship music, a couple vocalists that will certainly sing songs that will resonate with the people there. A fabulous meal that's prepared for all the guests. And I might say that it costs a person to attend nothing, because it's the generosity of corporate sponsors and table sponsors that make this whole evening possible. And it's held every year in the same place, the first Sunday of every year, this year, December 7th at 5:30. At the Mid-Florida Civic Center, which is located at the corners of US 1 and Walton Road. And there's ample parking. In fact, you can see it from the road. There's a 3-story parking garage and a large facility really to host a gathering like this. And we're blessed to have Bishop Flowers, who is a renowned speaker nationally from San Antonio, Texas, will be joining us that evening for his talk, and so we're really excited about it.
Well, are there any spots left? I guess that really is the question. Are there any spots left for any business owners or church leaders, civic leaders to still be a part of this event Sunday?
If by a miracle there was a corporate sponsor or a table sponsor who just for whatever reason wanted to do it for God at the last minute, I would say to call right away, because we have to confirm a number with a caterer. So, but I would say at this point, we probably have room for a couple of individuals, but I don't know if we'll be able to take on any more sponsors at this point.
All right, so the sponsorship is pretty well wrapped up. I do have a phone number to reach out for. Reservations are absolutely necessary. The phone number is 772-324-9313. That's 772-324-9313. And I believe there is a little more information regarding the event at tccalliance.com as well. And Chris, you know, I was thinking of some who have been contacting me that really want to be there this year. And in fact, we have one of our elders that plans to drive from Jacksonville to be with us. That's how impactful this has been. And over the years, they were involved. He was involved as a part of our tech team in the past. But this is, it really is a powerful night of dedicating the upcoming year to the glory of God here in the Treasure Coast. And bringing the body of Christ together in this setting is such a wonderful celebration. And I am certainly looking forward to it. Sounds like you may have had a little bit of a sinus attack yourself. How are you feeling?
Well, this morning, not very good.
Not but, too good.
As the day goes on, I'm getting better.
There you go.
But, you know, this year we're going to be celebrating 250 years in this country.
Wow.
And, you know, it's God has really blessed this nation beyond belief. And I'm just excited that the declarations that are going to be made are having an impact. In fact, I think of one over arts and entertainment, and I don't take this lightly. I mean, the prayers work.
Yes.
Hollywood's probably having the worst year they've ever had, but yet the movies that have been made for Christian themes are having the best year they've ever had. So God is hearing our prayer, and I just hope that people will... That come that night, we'll be able to really take to heart the declarations and decrees that are being made for the following year and keep those declarations as part of their own prayer life as they go forward next year, because there's a lot to pray for, as we well know. We got to pray for our nation. Our nation's under attack. The church is under a lot of, it's never been before,
yes,
in this country.
Yes.
We never thought we'd see that, but yet the church is under attack. So there will be declarations of prayer and decrees to go forward next year to the church, ask God to assist in helping us with these requests.
Well, we certainly are seeing some positive changes take place, and we're seeing some very painful things take place. Just remembering Charlie Kirk and the great work that he did. And, of course, the awakening that's taking place on many college campuses continues, and we thank God for all that. In the room today, Chris, I have my staff here. I have David as well as Karen. David, both you and Karen have attended this event.
Years, yeah.
What's your take?
Well, in my view, it's just a powerful time of the gathering of the body of Christ for a very specific purpose. And the Spirit of God moves wonderfully in those, I don't know how many I've been to, but it's all the same, and it just gets us together.
Amen.
You know, to focus on these areas of concern.
Yep. Karen, you're coming?
Yes, I am coming.
You've been before, right?
I have been. I think I've been every year except the first year.
Okay.
And, yes, it's really a wonderful event. And really privileged to be able to attend that, and all the great speakers that you've had over the years.
Mm. And, we have another great great guest coming in this year, Bishop Flowers.
Him.
It's going to be powerful. Chris, you want to say anything about the bishop that's coming in to speak?
Yes, I think the bishop is well known across the country. He has stood firm for life. He has also stood firm in bringing peoples together of all colors. He has done things with the youth. He also served in the military. He was expecting to have a lifelong career in the military when God called him to come back in, or not to come back into, but to come into the ministry, which he did. And he has been tutored by some pretty prominent people. And he's just got a powerful message to bring. And I'm so looking forward to it. It's, you know, people wonder, how do we get these names? Well, these are names that have been, through the Family Research Council, has helped us immensely, are people that are speaking across the country addressing issues from, you know, fatherhood to pro-life to, you know, legislation that affects the morality of this country. And these are all tried and tested people that have spoke elsewhere. And we're just happy to have Bishop Flowers. And God's already blessed us for the speaker for next year.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
We're lined up all the way up until 2026.
Well, one of the big things that the Alliance focuses on is the power of God to bring the body of Christ together. And I know we're busy. We have different churches, different denominations, different leaders, different backgrounds, different comfort zones, different worship styles. There's so many different things. But, and, you know, some might want to look at the differences. But, Chris, the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is here to lift up Jesus Christ. And the apostle said, I purpose to know nothing among you other than Jesus Christ and him crucified. And when we come together based upon the foundational doctrines of Jesus Christ, we have a foundation that is powerful, and there is just a release of God's love and favor on an event like this. I get a little bit emotional when I think about some of our leaders, Chris, that have been a part of the Alliance over the years that are already celebrating in glory. I think about Walter Barron, and Walter was such a significant leader amongst the leaders here in the Treasure Coast. And we also had Pastor Elsie Campbell that served with us for a number of years until his home going. And Pastor Rick Addison from the Grace Place also served with us. So, Chris, we've had some really great local leaders, and our heart is not to lift up any individual other than Jesus Christ.
That's so true. And you know, the power of that night, the three people that you mentioned all came from different, we'll call them, we had Baptists, we had Pentecostal, but when you're in that room with all the people that will be there tonight, all that falls away.
Yep.
What comes together is the unity of the body of Christ, that we're all there for Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ alone. And Amen. So it doesn't matter what denomination that you're from, it what matters is your heart for Christ. And when you're in that room and you see not only pastors, but you see business leaders, you see elected officials, you see people from every walk of life there that are there to give glory and honor to our Heavenly Father, it just is a powerful night. And not only are they well-fed physically, they are well-fed spiritually. It's a powerful night like none other. I don't know of anything else like that occurs anywhere in the country. And we've had people, including these speakers, that have come down and said they've never seen anything like it. And it is powerful, and it's something that was the dream of one man who had a vision, not just to bring pastors together, but to bring business leaders and civic leaders and other individuals who all share Jesus Christ in common. And it really, I think, is uplifting to the pastors that are there, because they see the response to the call of the church. They see the fact that we all can come together and we all share the same belief in Jesus Christ. And, you know, there will be some people there that night, quite frankly, that are invited that maybe haven't even been to church, maybe are on the cusp. Not really sure. They're just coming for, we're coming for a good evening because a corporate sponsor invited me, so I'm going to bring my wife there. But that'll be an opportunity that night for some of those people to accept Jesus Christ before the night's through. And if only one person does it, it will be the success of the year.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Once again, the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance sponsoring the Proclamation Dinner coming up the 7th, 5:30 p.m. Reservations are necessary. A number to reach the organization and reach Sherry is 772-324-9313. 772-324-9313. You can also call the radio station. We'll be able to get you that number again if you missed it. Again, coming up 5:30 p.m. on Sunday the 7th. And 5:30, Chris, is what happens at 5:30? When does the dinner actually start?
Well, the praise and worship music will commence around 5:30.
Okay.
And probably for the first 5 or 10 minutes, people will be taking time to find their assigned table. And something that you mentioned is extremely important. You just can't walk in and have a seat, because we need to know your name, because we need to be able to assign you to a table where there's room. So it's very important that if you had a change of plans and you're able to come, to call today.
And Chris, I suppose if you had a change of plans and you're not able to attend, please call today and let us know that
exactly.
as well.
Call that same number. But going on with the evening, probably around 6 o'clock, the caterer will call the tables for their dinner, which is going to be a variety of food to really accomplish everyone's taste. Mm-hmm. We work very hard at that. And then after dinner is served, we will certainly give thanks and acknowledgments to all those sponsors that made this evening possible. And we will then have the proclamations that will be read. And after the proclamations, we will have our guest speaker. So it's just a powerful evening. And in between those items, there will be a vocalist that will sing a song that will really are powerful. Just great voices that we have coming to entertain the people that will be there.
Well, Chris, I want to thank you for joining us and want to thank you as well as the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance for sponsoring Wednesday Live. And so the Wednesday Live program that we have every week here at WCNO that I am blessed to be able to host is sponsored by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. So, Chris, thank you so much for that support.
Well, it's our honor to be able to sponsor time with WCNO, because WCNO is the one station that brings the gospel of Jesus Christ to every room, every car, everyone who has ears that can hear, whether it's at home, on the road, whatever. And it's been such a blessing for so many people. And we just thank you for Jonathan, for all the work that you're doing with Dave and Karen and Sherry and the entire staff. You're a real blessing all the way down to Broward County, and I think as far north as Brevard County. And I don't know how far west you go, but I know at least beyond Okeechobee.
Yes, we do. We have a very large reach for God, and that is a great thing that the Lord has blessed us with here. Well, Chris, blessings. If I don't get to see you sooner, I look forward to seeing you as well as many in the body of Christ coming up this Sunday evening. God bless you. Thanks for calling in. Get rested up and all healed.
Amen. I receive it.
Amen. Blessings. All right. Thank you, Chris. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
You as well. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, welcome, David.
Well, thank you.
Welcome, Karen.
Pleased to be here. Yes,
great to have you all in studio today. And God is protecting us, and thank the Lord. We're all in moderately good health, we're blessed. We do have a wonderful friends, a couple friends that we haven't had around the studio in a while that have found their way over here. Ma and Pa are going to join us in the studio right now, and then following that, we're going to have another guest that's going to be coming on air with us in just a few moments. A couple announcements I want to throw out. If you have been wanting to help with the crises in Jamaica. We are collecting some supplies right here at WCNO at our Palm City address. That's 2960 Southwest Map Road in Palm City, Florida. You could drop off supplies here for Jamaica. I have a pastor that is from the area, knows many of the pastors in Jamaica. He's from Jamaica, who has already sent down some supplies to the spiritual leaders. They know how to get them into the hands where it's most needed. We have another family that's getting ready to send down some supplies, I believe the first of this next week. And so if that's something you would like to bring by, now this would only be stable supplies. So canned meats, beans, flour, anything that is stable supplies, no liquids of any kind could be transported in this manner. So if that's something you have interest in, we would be able to receive those here at the station to make sure they make it down to Jamaica. Also, if any of you have, I know from time to time we're trimming around our properties, got a scout group and some men from the church that are looking to have a camp out this weekend, looking for some firewood. So if you have some firewood, it could be pine, it could be some of the oak that we have growing here, give us a shout at the station, 772-221-1100. If you have some firewood around that you'd like to get rid of, that could be a blessing for our scout group this weekend. All right, Ma and Paul, welcome to the studio. Great to have you here. You know, it's been over 2 months since the October prayer and share. Time does fly, and that was a great event. We continue to receive your gifts from all of you in our family, and we want to thank you for that. We're so very thankful for your generosity, your passion to keep WCNO on the air. Speaking of passion, Ma and Paul are heavily invested in supporting WCNO. Over the years, they've been generous in their giving and very vocal in their thanksgiving to God for this ministry. We have certainly heard this directly from them when they've been on the air with us. Following this last prayer and share, the Lord began to encourage them in prayer to declare a very specific outpouring of His Spirit. God's purpose was not fully revealed at the beginning of this endeavor, but as they have remained faithful in this prayer work, His plan is beginning to take shape. Perhaps we should take a listen as Ma and Paul sit down to share with each other the fruit of this revelation.
Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I just decided to put off some chores so you and I could talk.
Is one of them chores the darning of my socks?
Sure is. Why do you ask?
Well, I ain't got but one good pair, and I'm wearing them right now. If I poke a hole in them, I'm going to have to wrap an ace bandage around my feet. You remember I had to do that once before? I got to tell you, it ain't a good look for me, Ma.
Now listen, if you took the time to cut your toenails, your socks would last a little bit longer. But you let them get so long, they just cut right through the cloth.
Well, gosh, Ma, that ain't easy to do. I got real tough toenails. I can't cut them like most folks do. Why, I need to let them grow long enough so I can fire up the bench grinder in the barn and take them down that way.
Oh, Pa, that sounds kind of dangerous to me. I mean, you could lose a toe if you're not careful.
I do know that, but it beats the alternative.
The alternative? What's that?
The chainsaw. I admit, I gotta be real delicate using that bad boy. I mean, one slip.
Okay, Pa. Let's just table this discussion for another time. We got some real important stuff to talk about anyway. I know you've been praying up a storm since God told us to lift up WCNO. I got some things I want to share, and I'm sure you do, too.
Oh, yeah, I had a breakthrough just this morning. When I got to bed last night, I just lay there in the dark, and I opened my heart to the Lord. At some point, I fell asleep. And then I had a memory of old Silas Fripperman. My eyes popped open at 3 a.m. and the Spirit really started to move.
You remembered old Silas? What does that have to do with WCNO?
Well, I wasn't sure in the beginning. I mean, old Silas was a sad case back in the day. I remember it was, about 20 years ago. He showed up at church one Sunday. We found out later he just moved to Bicker's Corner a week before.
Yes, I remember that Sunday. Oh, Pa, he was so pitiful. His wife left him because of his drinking, and she took the kids with her. He got out of jail from his third DUI. No one in his family would even take him in because he'd burned every bridge. He was homeless and not too far from doing himself in.
When an old Army buddy heard about his need and reached out to him, he offered to take him into his home and help him get sober. Well, that was old Bert Fintermacher, who was a deacon at the church back then.
Yeah, and old Bert took Silas under his wing, made sure everyone at church got to know him and accept him. And slowly, old Silas began to change. God's love through the church people really warmed his heart. Old Bert reminded him of the good part of him he saw when they served together.
And all of us gathered around old Silas and became a true family for him. Well, he got love in a way he'd never had before. And then, one Sunday, when the pastor made the altar call, old Silas literally ran up to the front of the church to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Wow, I do remember that, Pa. What a powerful moment that was. And from that day, old Silas was truly a changed man.
Oh, yeah, he got a job, became a solid citizen, and a blessing to Bicker's Corner. Well, he got sober and stayed that way, and on top of what had already become a miraculous life.
Yes, his wife and kids returned to him. Yes, Pa, I'm beginning to see why God gave you this memory, but I'm still not clear on what it has to do with WCNO.
Well, here's what I see so far. WCNO is a ministry, a very specialized ministry, within the family of God. They're not a church specifically, but they broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ continuously. And the Spirit of God moves powerfully in that broadcast, in the messages of the preaching and teaching and in the music. And every kind of person listens to the radio. You got believers and unbelievers tuning into 89.9.
Yeah, and God's Spirit is working to make connections, family connections, with and for all of them. It's like what God did for old Silas. He touched old Bert's heart to come alongside his old Army buddy. Bert was being Jesus for Silas. Then he introduced him to our church family, and we loved him too. And he responded to that love by wanting to know the source of that love, and that's Jesus.
Exactly. And I believe we have here the core of the revelation God wants us to identify and share.
Okay, how about this? God uses WCNO to come alongside all kinds of folks. And WCNO has a large body of listeners and supporters. In the very best sense, they are a family. Old Jonathan says this all the time. He talks about the WCNO family.
And this WCNO family is always being encouraged to pray together, especially to lift up the lost for their salvation. And what's crucial for those who receive Jesus is to be a part of a Bible-believing, God-honoring church family.
And the WCNO broadcast is also dedicated to blessing and edifying those who are saved and invested in faithful church communities.
Yes. And here, Ma, is a real exciting part. God has anointed WCNO to create a holy environment for both the saved and the unsaved, that through every radio, on every day, something is heard that will turn someone's heart away from the darkness of the world and toward Christ.
Yes, and it will build up and edify believers so their churches are strengthened and more equipped to bring in the lost.
I believe that's what God is showing us, that He is moving today in a major work of blessing, showering His grace on the church to become more of what He needs it to be today, and using every means at His disposal to show His perfect love in words and images, every medium willing to serve Him.
So that He enables the season the Bible speaks of, the season that has yet to come before Jesus' return, from Matthew 24:14, which says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come."
That is right. So as this revelation has started emerging, I've been asking the Lord about what we need to know. I mean, what is the focus of all this prayer? What is the particular thing that He can give us to clarify His purpose?
I believe I got something, Paul. All along, we've been hearing about something so basic to God's plan for his people, something that has remained foundational throughout time. Pa, it's all about family and relationships.
Well, I see that, Ma, but...
It's like this. What I'm hearing is God is wanting us to pray for WCNO as a family. It's not that the essential feelings and understandings aren't there. They certainly are. But like there are churches who stand out in their communities because the leaders and the people share a dynamic passion for the gospel, because everyone has taken ownership in the mission of that church.
Yes. Yes. We're being led by the Lord to encourage the WCNO family to be prayer-focused on strengthening them, giving them a deeper appreciation for taking ownership of the mission.
Yes, and when this happens, ownership of God's mission brings a particular passion, one that inspires others to get on board. There's a growth potential here.
Wow. Well, that's the most understanding we've gotten so far. We should probably let old Jonathan know about this. He'll want to figure out some way of getting the word out.
Yeah, and for our part, we'll continue to pray and seek God's refinement of what he's already given us.
Well, now we've come this far, I'd better get to work. There's tons of stuff for me to do in the barn, and then I'm going to have to walk the fence line looking for rotting posts.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll get to mending your socks. You'll probably have poked several holes in the pair you're wearing right now by the time you're done walking that fence line.
Thank you, Ma. And while I'm in the barn, I guess I'll go ahead and sharpen the chainsaw.
Oh, Pa.
Relax. I ain't going to trim my toenails with it, but I'm sure I'll need it to cut some new fence posts.
I definitely wanted to bring Ma and Pa in to share what was on their heart, because that is exactly what I am convinced of. We are a family. And what a great message during the Christmas season. What has been said today makes me appreciate all over again how the Lord has shaped and formed what I call the WCNO family. For over 35 years, this family has grown and become stronger. You come together to nurture and support this ministry. Especially in the last few years, you have raised the volume of your voice of support and encouragement. Ma and Pa have spoken clearly of the perception that we are in a new and critical season for the proclamation of the gospel. The broadcasting of God's word is even more crucial to push back the darkness which has been encroaching in our culture and all over the world. The stronger our WCNO family is, the more effective we will be in our service to God. As our family takes even more ownership of this ministry, as we pray together more, consistently, give more, generously, and proclaim God's truth more forcefully, we become even more of the unstoppable, relentless beacon of hope to the lost souls that Jesus wants to save. Well, it is almost Christmas, and from all of us at WCN Jesus, Merry Christmas! All right, we're going to go to a Christmas song right now by Steve Camp, and we are looking forward to having Steve Camp join us in just a moment right here. Keep your dial set at 89.9.
Rejoice, lift up your eyes and send your fears away. Salvation's born today. Jesus, the God whom angels fear, comes down to dwell with you, but not like rulers do. Swaddling bands, no royal shiny things. A manger for his cradle stands, to call the King of Kings. where the baby lies. And see his humble throne. Come and kiss the sun. Angels sang and praises rang. The heavenly choir soars to magnify the Lord. Shall angels have their songs and men no tunes to raise? Oh, may the hearts rejoice and give them glorious praise. Amen. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. God is with us. God is with us.
And that is Emmanuel by Steve Camp. Steve is with us. Steve Camp is with us right now, joining us by phone. Steve, great to have you on air with us.
Hey, thank you so much. An honor to be with you. An early Merry Christmas to all of you at WCNO. And we so thank the Lord for the ministry that you have to so many in this wonderful state of Florida. So we appreciate you, and thanks for having me on. It's been a while, and we're just grateful to always talk with you.
Well, we just played Emmanuel. Tell us about this song. I know this is one of your newer released Christmas songs.
Yes, it's my first original Christmas song. It was taken, out of Isaiah 7, where it says, "The virgin will give birth to a son. You shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. And that's repeated in Matthew and in the Gospels when the angel appeared to Mary and to Joseph on what to name Messiah, as it were. And his name is threefold. He's Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. He is the Christ. He is the Messiah. And he's Lord. He is God in human flesh. And so Emmanuel, God with us, and I thought, boy, what a great theme to remind ourselves today in really a tumultuous world that we live in. And, things are getting better in certain sectors, but in the uncertainty of our times, to remind ourselves that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He is the immutable rock and refuge of our salvation. And to just remind ourselves, Emmanuel, God with us. And as Paul would say, if God is for us, then who can be against us? And that
Amen.
Was the impetus and the inspiration for this song.
Great song, great song. And I believe it took off last year, didn't it? You had a lot of traction with this, and I trust this year it just amplifies even more.
Yeah, we did. Cindy was just checking some of the numbers, the songs. On the new album, we are covered in 164 countries around the world. And what was interesting was on this song, I'm not a big chart guy, but this was it was featured between White Christmas and a Jingle Bells or something by like Nat King Cole or something like that.
And, wow.
And so I thought, wow, we're moving up to be featured with those songs. So, it's interesting. In Europe, Jonathan, they play American Christmas music more than any other genre that throughout the year. They just love it. So they've already begun a month ago. I think it was starting late October. of playing Christmas songs. I love it. It's my favorite time of the year because we get to hear the gospel proclaimed in so many of these great Christmas hymns, even modern day ones, in malls, in whatever, when everyone's crying separation of church and state. But yet you go into the malls, you go into the places where you do food shopping and other avenues, even restaurants, and they have Joy to the World and Silent Night, O Come All Ye Faithful. And we can just say a hearty amen for God's providence in using this kind of music, at least at this time of year, to communicate the purpose of Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us.
Well, that is that is so great to think that Europe, and we pray for Europe to receive a great awakening and another great awakening, great revival, just as we pray for our nation here as well. But yes. that's a tremendous thing. You know, I never really thought about that or heard anything about that, that whole area of what music was being played in Europe until you shared that. And I appreciate you sharing that. And I think the witness opportunity at this time of year is tremendous. It is tremendous.
Oh, amen to that. Well, you know, Psalm 33 is such a great psalm for us. Verse 10, the Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples, but the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generation. And then he concludes, which we not only thank him for in terms of the Psalms, but a prayer for our country. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, whose God Amen. Is Yahweh.
Amen.
The people he chose for his inheritance. And so we can pray for reformation and revival to sweep through our nation. And what a joy that would be to see that happen again.
Steve, you have been used of the Lord in Christian music for a number of years. I know your years of ministry are great. I'd like, for those who may not know you, we really want to bring to a new audience maybe that was not a part of those early Jesus festivals and all of those days of great awakening that took place back in the 70s and 80s. A little bit of, just give us a snippet of your story. How did you get where you are today, and where did God find you?
Well, he found me in Wheaton, Illinois, the holy city, the Vatican II.
There you go.
It's the home of so many Christian organizations, the Billy Graham Center, who was a friend for a number of years, and thankful he's home with the Lord. And but, you know, so many great organizations there. But I grew up in a wonderful Christian family. My dad and mom and my two brothers and my two sisters are home with the Lord as well. And it was at age 17 that I was coming out of a basketball game, going to a pizza place afterwards with a lot of the guys. Back then, I was an athlete. You'll have to take that by faith, Jonathan.
Okay.
But anyway, we were there, and a gentleman came up to me, a guy at school that I barely knew, but he had only met the Lord 3 weeks earlier. And here he is in a booth calling me to repentance. He said, Steve, I know you're part of a great church here, part of a great Christian family, but man, it's just all a facade with you. You're a good kid, but you're not saved.
Wow.
And it was that night at Big Banjo Pizza that I got down on that crusty floor and by God's sovereign grace received him as Lord and Savior. And that started the journey. Coming out of high school, I started to write songs about the Lord and never thought that he would use me in music, but it started there. And I was with CBS Records, a label called Mums, for the first few years of my life. But when Clive Davis said, hey, if you could just change the name of Jesus to Baby, you'd have some better songs. And I said, well, I appreciate that, but I want to write my songs about the Lord. I'll write you the best love songs I can. And we determined right then and there, you can't be unequally yoked if you're going to sing about the Lord. And so he's not a commercial widget. He is God, a very God, and we need to honor him as such. So he gave me back my songs and my contract. And then I started with Word Records and just a few years later in 1977. And from there, up until the late 1990s, I was a church man at heart. Jonathan, I was raised in the church, loved the church. And my years of touring brought me in touch with so many different denominations. But it was interesting. I always wanted to serve within the church. And it was through mentors like Dr. Stephen Olford and Dr. Richard Sumi and whatever. They brought me up in that tradition. And then it was through relationships like with the late Dr. R.C. Sproul, and then who turned out to be a dear friend through a number of years, Dr. John MacArthur, to serve with John for a short time out at Grace Community Church, and to be called into local church ministry. And really, since 2009, where my dear wife Cindy and I moved down here to Florida 16 years ago, we can't imagine, both of us, I'm from Chicago area, she's from Michigan, we wouldn't trade sand over snow for anything in the world now. We love Florida. And but we're so glad to be here together. And I pastor a church called the Cross Church. And so it's been 16 years as their lead pastor, and it's been a joy. So through song and through the preaching of the word and discipleship and the mentoring of those dear men in my own life, I count it a joy to serve him. And, you know, Jonathan, isn't it the truth of it that in whatever capacity the Lord would have for us, I love the psalmist where he says, you know, I'll hold the gate for others as they come into the house of the Lord. Amen. Even that is a joy. Any service for the Lord, no matter how simple, how small, or how great, it's all up to him. And so as long as he has us on this earth, we want to use those days to glorify him and serve him.
Amen. Right now would be a perfect time for those who are saying, where is your church? You know, well, people would say, where is your church? Where are you pastoring, the Cross Church? How can we get a hold of you? How can we find you?
No, I appreciate that. We were initially founded in 1959. Now, I was only 4 years old then. So, but in 1959, it was founded on 34th Street in Palm City. And that's where our church buildings were. And so forth, but we had a group come and offer us a real estate group to buy our property. And, you know, during the days of COVID and other things, we never closed our church doors. He always met our needs, but we were so thankful. We didn't pursue that, but the Lord sovereignly brought it into us and here to be able to not only stay out of debt, which we had been all these 16 years, we worked hard at being debt-free. We sold the church and the parsonage, a fancy word for people that are unfamiliar with it. It's where the pastor lives. And right. So we moved out here to Fort Pierce area, a little farther out than we anticipated. But, you know, you can get a little better house price out this way. And so we found a home. And when we pulled up to it, I thought, oh boy, what are we walking into here? And my wife is so amazing. She goes, honey, let me at this place. I say, Jonathan, there's nothing more attractive than a godly woman with a tool belt. And she was like, I have a vision for this place. And we have a detached garage out back. And so it, in God's providence, we looked for another actual church building, but it was so astronomical on commercial real estate, we just couldn't afford anything to replace, even come close to what we had. And so through a lot of prayer and talking with folks and even other pastors around the country, we now are a house church. And so we're located here in Fort Pierce. Because of the way we do worship, we didn't lose a thing. You know, we were never a church built on smoke machines and light shows and everything else, but we meant to teach the Word of God, you know, to have communion, to celebrate His grace, to share the gospel, to disciple folks, and that they could live a life that carries on the work of the Lord Monday through Saturday. As the old saying goes, throughout the week where the church scattered, on Sunday where the church gathered. And here we long to be that church. And so here, as I did some study on this, the first 300 years of the early church, the first 300 years of the early church were all house churches. Everything that we read to the church at Corinth or the church of Galatia or whatever were all house churches. And so, you know, it kind of gave me an appreciation for that. And I've served in mega churches before and have always been a part of larger facilities. But this has been such a blessing. And you know, people these days, there seems to be a resurgence with this. So we are at 4919 Pine Tree Drive in Fort Pierce, Florida. 4919 Pine Tree Drive in Fort Pierce, Florida. The church phone number out here is 772-341-8271. 772-341-8271. Please call. We'd love a chance to meet you. We had some visitor one this last week, and we've been able to carry on ministry every day, and we are just so thrilled, especially in light of what our dear brothers and sisters are going through in Nigeria, of the slaughter of tens of thousands of Christians there, 19,000 churches burned to the ground since, what, 2009. We count it a joy still, even though it's in a more of a home environment. And we've been here, so people know, my wife broke her tibia plateau. I broke my patella, but ripped out the tendons, and I had a failed first surgery and then a successful second surgery. And so it feels good to be up and about and with a good walker and a great team to learn how to walk again after all these years.
Wow.
And you were kind enough. I was hoping to be in the studio with you today, but, you know, hopefully in the next month or two, I'll be able to. The doctor said, Steve, it won't be pretty, but you'll have a gait about you again. And my wife is looking forward to the day I can take her dancing again. So,
there you go.
You know,
there
we're
you
living
go.
Proof that Reformed Baptists can still dance. So it's really fun.
And that will not keep you out of heaven.
That's where we are. Please call. Please, we'd love to invite you to come here. And we start church at 10 a.m. We've been in the book of Matthew for 3 years, and we're just now coming up on verse 17 of Matthew 26, where it's coming up on the last Passover, but the first communion. And here, what a wonderful joy for the Lord and what He's doing with us, and looking back on how He introduced His apostles to these great truths, and for what we're able to see in encouragement to others as well in our time.
Now, as far as a web presence, where would someone go if they want to find out a little more about the church? Do you have a web address you would direct them to, or should they just give you a call?
Yeah, we are still, right now it's thecrosschurch.net or crosschurch.net. However, we are in the process of remodeling that entirely. So that may not prove helpful. That's why I gave the address and specifically the phone number. If they call the radio station, if you'd be so kind to pass on that number, we'd love
Certainly
to talk
would.
To them, even have them out ahead of time, share what we believe and have a chance to spend some time in prayer with them. And it would be wonderful. The music side of things, though, realstevecamp.com. People can get on there and stream the entire new album and go through that. And we would love to hear your feedback as well on both sides of those things.
Now, Steve, we could talk a long time. I would love. We're going to have you back because I really want to at some point be able to explore the passion that you have for the Word of God, and you lead those that you have influence over into that passion for the Word of God. That's something that I love about you, and you are a teacher for sure. Anyone that's been in the book of Matthew for 3 years, you are a gifted teacher. But, you know, when I think about that, just the Word of God alone and the importance that has in your life and how you impacted me by sharing that, that'll be another day. We're almost out of time, and I'm looking at a list of songs, and I'm just thinking, here is a man of God, gifted man of God, a psalmist, as well as a teacher in the kingdom who is not afraid to address some issues. You have a song that's entitled Another Mile. We just played Emmanuel a little bit ago, and he covers me for every time. He is able in the hands of God. The Lord is my rock. And then you have Served Somebody, and you have a song even entitled Rage. Each one of these songs have a story, I suppose.
Oh, they do. And we just had gotten in some comments on an older song. You might have it there, called Run to the Battle. And it do you have that one by chance,
I do
Jonathan?
Not.
You might
have it up.
You do not have that up? What do you have up right now?
Yeah, all the songs I just read.
Oh, you just listed?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't we end positively? We are neighbors in an age of rage. We want to stand for faith, family, and freedom. As we are writing this album over the last several years, those are the three categories. Something that I've come to know that Charlie Kirk had based his own political outreach and ministry on: faith, family, and freedom. The Christian faith, the nuclear
yes.
family, a man and a woman, then freedom according to the Constitution that we live in our great nation. So maybe He Covers Me would be a great way, that we're taken out of the end of Romans 5, where we were all sinners in need of grace before coming to Jesus. We need His sanctifying grace every day. But where Paul says, where sin once abounded, grace superabounds. And so as we're looking at these times in which we live in, may we see that we can be those that do not trample on His grace, but that we want to honor Him and be conformed to the image of His Son, so that in this time we can be salt and light to a dark world. One day we'll be home with Him. In the meantime, may we live lives that demand a biblical and supernatural explanation that of faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ. So I hope this will encourage you to keep on for the Lord. And my brother, thank you for letting me share this time with you. God bless you guys. We love you and pray for you.
God bless you. Merry Christmas to you and your congregation. And we will be back in touch soon as the new year is coming. God bless.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
As I confess my sin to you, there's no easy way, no saving face, when I finally see the truth.